Can you hold your arm up like this? Yeah. Uh-huh. Good. Just hold it up there for 10 seconds.
That's Dr. Michael Frankel. He's Director and Chief of Neurology for the Center and Professor of Neurology at Emory University. On this day, he's checking Bill Alaka, who's in his 50s, for telltale signs of stroke injury.
Good. Can you move your two fingers here, the first two fingers, as fast as you can?
A little difference.
So, yeah, just a slight difference in the speed that you can move your fingers over there.
Alaka taps his thumb and forefingers on both hands as quickly as possible. Frankel sees only a minor sign of stroke injury in Alaka's left hand. It's much better than 2 years ago when Alaka suffered a massive stroke in his Cobb County home.
My body wasn't working, even though my mind was. And I fell to the floor. And then I picked myself up, put myself on the bed. When my wife came home from work, she tried to wake me up. She realized that there was something seriously wrong.
Alaka was then rushed to a nearby hospital and airlifted to Grady. He was wheeled into the hospital stroke center and underwent a procedure where doctors use what's called a mercy retriever. It uses a corkscrew-like coil to remove a blood clot in the brain.
At least the way it was described to me, that it was still somewhat experimental in terms of the results.
Alaka made it through the surgery and was able to go home several days later.
I'm having dinner with my family 2 days later. It was like, it was a miracle is what it was. As if nothing happened, with the exception of a little tenderness in my left hand. That's it.
Alaka credits the stroke center for saving his life.
All these people that are on this floor, they're the heroes around here. They're the ones.
And Frankel says Alaka isn't the only complex stroke patient whom doctors at the center have been able to prevent from dying or suffering major injuries.
We've had a number of very amazing outcomes like that as a result of the therapy we're able to offer.
Since Frankel arrived at Grady in the early 1990s, the hospital formed the first around-the-clock stroke team in the Southeast. Grady was also the first hospital in the Southeast to treat patients with a clot-busting drug that opens up blocked arteries called tissue plasminogen activator, or TPA. The hospital also hosted a major clinical trial for the drug.
We were one of seven sites around the country, and it ended up being the first and still the only medication approved for patients with acute stroke symptoms.
Since that time, Grady has trained hospitals around the state in stroke care and began using more advanced techniques such as catheter-based treatments that can go directly into blocked arteries and open them up. In March of 2010, the hospital opened its current state-of-the-art center due to a multi-million dollar gift from the Marcus Foundation. Besides Grady, Emory University and Georgia Regents Medical Center in Augusta are the other Georgia healthcare organizations who have been recognized as advanced comprehensive stroke centers. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.